Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate, enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within, from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in Everything Comes From Us, which Supreme Master Ching Hai shared with our association members during the international gathering on December 22, 2008.
For a long time,
before.
And every day change that water,
yes.
And then boil it in salt water, yes. And put it in a glass jar, not plastic, glass the best, and then close it for 2-3 weeks and look in every day and say, come on, and then you eat. We have some olive oil we make, you know, but normally you have to wait 2 months until it becomes so clear, like outside, like the one you buy in the market. But meanwhile, you can cook already, it doesn't matter. Just don't look as good as. And these olives, we make some marinade, like what I told you. Yeah. I think in internet you can find out how to. Soak the olive in the water for 10 to 12 days. You have work to do. In a glass jar, changing the water every day. Just a little bit like this water. You put it in front of your kitchen so you remember change water every day. It's like flour, you know? Preparation, okay, now. For 1 kilogram olive, this is for 1 kilogram. Cover the olive, boil enough salty water at 10% to cover the olive in a pan for 15 minutes. Add a branch of thyme, few bay leaves, coriander seed, and a branch of fennel, if you want, huh? You don't have to put all this. Let it cool down and use the brine that you have cooked for the olive to cover the olive up to 2 centimeters above the olive in a jar. Let it rest for 2-3 weeks before eating the olive. I hope you can make it well. Okay, try it. I went to desert once. I went there to meditate for a while. Wow, it's a really nice experience. In the desert, the sky looks very near to you because it's very clear. All the stars you can count, you know?
Yeah.
The stars look like you can touch it because it's so low, we feel like next to you. Funny, in the desert it's different than here. You feel the stars are very close, but you don't feel suffocated, you know? Like the sky is next to you, you know, lower than the ceiling, like you couldn't even touch it. At night, it's so quiet, huh? And the star shines so brightly because there's no electricity in there. No house, no people. Oh, it's a rabbit. And the rabbit is very small, they're this small. My wrist. First, I thought it was a rat. Because they're so small, I thought they were rats. But later, I look carefully, oh, they are rabbits. Because there's not much to eat there, so they're very small. I like the desert very much. I really love it. I did not want to leave.
There's no water in the desert?
Yeah, no water. But you go out and get water and bring it back. I was lucky because there was a public park nearby. Not near, but with a car, it's near enough. I will go there, wash the clothes, you know, wear simple clothes, wash it. And then bring some water home and cooking. Cooking is easy. You dig the hole in the sand and you put your pot on it. And you get some branches, the dry branches in the desert, everywhere, and you put it down there and it's cooked very quick. We use it to cook water, to bath, and cook food and everything. Yeah, very simple. I love simple life so much. Oh, that's heaven. That's heaven, you know? I like forest. I like desert. I like mountain. I like river. Yeah. So if we just have a desert with a mountain and a forest, Maybe we can find one like that, huh? The desert with a forest. And our river running around. And our mountain. So we can climb up and down. Yeah. I really love those simple ways that you don't have to rely too much on like man-made energy, you know?
Yes.
Over there, we live simple. We rise with the sun and go sleep with the sun, you know? And we take some branches. In the desert, there's no wood actually, just branches. They're small like this, but they burn very, very good. Yeah. All you need is just a pot. You cook water, you cook soup, you cook everything in it. And you don't ever need electricity or anything. Yeah. You always have wood to burn. Just water is a problem, yeah. Water is a problem. But in the desert, some of the desert, they have oasis, you know?
Yes.
With the water, you're lucky to be near such a thing, huh? Mm-hmm. And then you can live forever. It's really nice to live simple. If you don't have responsibility, you can go like that, huh? But we are all very bound, very well already, yeah? All established already. If you don't have children or husband, then you have dogs and cats, and they also keep you here. The best is to live in forest or mountain, you know, or desert. Oh, I love it so much. I never feel as happy in the city as when I was in such a wilderness, you know, desert or mountain or river. Riverside is next to the forest also. Oh, I love it there. I would never, ever want to go out. If not, then heaven will make something so that I have to get out. You know already what to do with the olive, right?
Yes.
Otherwise, just try it. Very bitter, yeah? And it also stinks like hot pepper. Huh? Very, very bitter. So you have to, you know, soap in the water, cover 10 to 12 days. And every day change water. Oh, every day change water. Oh my gosh. When I buy those ready-made marinades, you know, I never thought there's so much work that go into that little box like that. Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay. You try it, huh?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Outside they sell a similar thing like that, small like that. Yeah. They call it provincial olive. Yeah. It's very simple, you know, truly from the countryside. It's no cultivating, nothing. This is completely organic, huh?
Yeah.
Except for rainwater, nothing going there. We don't even water them. They grow so strong. Before, the people who live there, they trim them all the time to get more olive and stronger olive and all that. But they don't grow that much. Because my neighbor told me that he never saw so much olive like now. And we don't do anything to it. Before, they trim the grass, they cut the branches, everything. And not as much olive come out, and now so much, so much. There's no accident in this world. Everything comes from inside. Even you misunderstand or you do anything wrong, it's all from inside of you. Yeah? No accident. Nothing like I don't understand, I misunderstand, I'm sorry. No. It's all you made. Everything from inside. So whatever you do, people know what is your inside. So make sure you do things that show your positive side. Because people can see. You know, maybe you can cheat some of the ignorant people, say, oh, misunderstanding, mistake or accident, but you cannot cheat the people who know it, you know, because I can see the quality of your work that translated from your own character inside and quality inside. Mm-hmm. And there's no escape about it. So maybe in the past life, you have not done anything good. So this life you vow to come back and redress it. But then you do the same stuff again. That's why people transmigrate all the time. To keep, correcting what they have done wrong in the former lives. Before they come down and say, okay, this time I'm going to make it. And then they won't make it. I forgot, you know, laziness and inertia, you know. Sometimes they want to do it, but their mind won't let them. Yes, that's why everything comes from inside. And it's all from inside. If inside good, outside will be good. You do things to be well and perfect. If inside not good, nothing you do will be good. So this lifetime, if somebody asks you to do something and you don't like to do it, so that means you should do it. And do it to the best of your ability, as if it's the last job you ever do before you die. As if you will never have a chance to serve again. That is the attitude of work. Okay? Do everything as if this is the last job you do. It's the only job that you do. And there's no other chance that you ever can do this job or any job again. That's it. Concentrate on that one. Then you do perfectly. Do it with the loving attitude, you know? Truly must have love, otherwise everything don't come out well. Everything will be just ruined. Yes, truly like that. Truly. There's no laziness, yeah? There's no accident. There's no stupidity. There's no misunderstanding. There's no coincidence or accident. There's just you. Yeah? Everything comes from you. You are the one who make it or break it. That's all I see. I tell you the truth, yeah? The naked truth. Nothing but you. Truly like that.
Thank you for joining us for Between Master and Disciples. Healthy Living is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Heaven bless your days with sunshine, happiness, and smiles.